Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time and Dom Giordano Day. Thanks to Dan's helping this, by the way, with the Mayor Pete concocting that. And one day, suddenly, they put this into operation. It's Dom Giordano Day and Wildwood, with never suspecting that it would blow up into this huge thing. And last year, it took a giant leap because we had somebody who was on the cusp of even bigger things, winning Pennsylvania, or being one of the chief forces, Scott Presler. Now, I'm surprised I can get him on the phone. They take him off to California. Bunch of people paying to bring him there to get voter ID on the ballot and do something with it. Then I see him driving a golf cart on the Laura Trump show, I think it was, around Bedminster. What's next for Scott Presler? He's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Well, Scott, thanks for landing here almost at the appointed time. Good to have you.
Thank you. I'm so sorry I missed you yesterday, but I was flying from San Diego to D.C. for 5 hours, and I just couldn't make my 2 o'clock spot on the Dom Giordano show. Why I'm there today.
So I admired your golf cart driving. Was that part of the Laura Trump feature with you?
So, yeah, people don't know this because it's going to come out on Saturday, but I had the opportunity to go to Trump Golf National in Bedminster, New Jersey. And thankfully, Laura Trump filmed with me a segment for her show on Fox News, My View with Laura Trump. And so, you know, everyone, if you want to hear what Laura and I had to discuss, and a lot of it centered on Pennsylvania and New Jersey, you know, please tune in this Saturday. And I was just really grateful for the opportunity. And yeah, I think I, in a past life, I could have been a professional golf cart driver. I was pretty good at it.
Well, I love to drive the golf cart too, Scott. So
don't get in anything with this guy driving, Scott. I promise you, it's not going
to
go well.
We're going to see you, the new and conditioned Scott Presler, who ferociously has done the same thing you do with voter registration at Mulligan's. Are there any foods that are off the agenda when you come to Mulligan's this Friday?
I'm going to be good this year. You know, I started my morning with chicken and avocado, and I'm exceptionally proud that even traveling to California, I've stuck to my diet, and I'm turning this into a lifestyle change. So I probably won't even be imbibing this year.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, now, everybody has to have a celebratory
drink. Ready to go.
Yes.
I've been so good, gentlemen. But, you know, this is going to lead to even bigger and better things because, like you said, when I dedicate myself to something like voter registration, I take it to extremes. And so I'm already looking at, A, I would like to, I'm training right now to hike the portion of the Appalachian Trail that goes through Pennsylvania. And people may not know this, but the Appalachian Trail, the fourth longest sector of the AT actually goes through Pennsylvania. And so at some point, I don't know if it's going to be this year, maybe, you know, early next year in March or April, I'm going to be showing us going through and traversing PA.
Excellent. I'm sure there'll be an opportunity to register people, glad handers, cheering you on the way. Somehow or another, it'll play into that too.
Oh, I'm going to have voter registration forms with me, and I might even go old school Scotty Appleseed and carry around some seeds with me to kind of throw them as I traverse the trail.
Oh, goodness.
Is that
well,
too much? That might
yeah,
be a little too
no,
much.
it is, Scott. So let's talk about are there any new numbers in Pennsylvania that you I know you've been traveling with California and all. What can you tell us about Pennsylvania?
Yes, yeah, so I do have good news. So since the primary, we now have 2 weeks that the Republicans have outperformed Democrats. But I still want to caution my Commonwealth that the numbers are still closer than I would like. So a week ago, Democrats had an advantage of 177,681 voter registrations. That was a week ago. Today, that lead has been narrowed to 177,228, which is a net loss in the Commonwealth for the Democrats of 453 voters. Democrats gained 956, while Republicans gained 1,409. And to my data nerds like myself, if you take out inactive voters, that number of the D-minus R goes down to 93,254. So ultimately, you know, if we want to have success with the 32 sheriff elections, if we want to have success with the 18 district attorney elections, and if we want to defeat the 3 Democrat Supreme Court justices, this is going to be a base turnout election. Whoever can get their people out this November is ultimately going to see success across the 67.
The gospel of Presler has spread to Greg Rothman, who's the RNC chair, as you know, in Pennsylvania. And when he came on, usually the guy in that position is never promises, you know, big picture. And he said his goal is to turn Pennsylvania red by voter registration, to your point, with the inactives by the end of the year. And that kind of drive and push, Scott, that you've helped to inspire, I think it's doable.
Well, and I just want to give the biggest shout out to the senator / chairman, Greg Rothman. You know, when we have had new leadership in the Commonwealth, I spoke to him and I fought for the grassroots. And I said, you know, the biggest challenge has been the grassroots deserve a seat at the table. These are the that are the Republican women's groups, the patriot groups, like our beautiful Right for Bucks in Bucks County, the people that are knocking on doors in 100-degree weather for our candidates. And Greg told me, even before he was elected, yes, we will have the grassroots at the table. We will work with all of the outside groups where legal, like my organization. And so far, he's kept his word. I even had the opportunity to speak at the GOP quarterly summer meeting over in Harrisburg. And I just want to say thank you for leading the charge on pushing this voter registration operation. And I join the PAGOP's efforts on let's create a plurality of registered Republican voters in Pennsylvania before we defeat Shapiro in the 2026 November elections.
Exactly. Now, in Jersey, we have a great candidate, and the polling for a place like Jersey, all the polling that I've seen, tip of the hat, Matt Rooney, Save Jersey, Scott, shows it's a pretty tight race, that Jack Ciattarelli is within 3 points, and that's across the board. And in a place like Jersey, on paper, given how blue it has been, that is good, very good at the starting line. What's going to happen next with Scott Presler, your operation in New Jersey?
Well, I have an exclusive. I haven't said this yet. I'm going to make a post about it, but, you know, just been a little bit tied up with Cali and watching what's going on with Iran, et cetera. But I do have a couple things to say about New Jersey, just a moment. You know, going into the New Jersey primary, I made a promise to people, and I said, I'm not going to put my thumb on the scale. I'm not going to endorse the primary. But what I am going to do is I'm going to hire staff. I'm going to focus on voter registration. I'm going to work with the county parties. I'm going to leverage my social media to build them up. And I'm going to do whatever I can across New Jersey's 21 counties in order to give us the best shot at success this November. And even when President Trump endorsed Jack Chattarelli a month prior, and then when President Trump endorsed him a second time going into the primary, I'm incredibly proud that I kept my word and I kept my commitment to the grassroots. And I didn't endorse. I stayed out of it. And even when a flyer went out of Jack and myself prior to the primary, I want people to know I pulled out of that event. I didn't go to that event because I didn't appreciate that my name and my likeness was being used by some groups without my permission.
Right.
And I want everyone to know that I am a man of my word. And to our Bill Spadia supporters, we want your vote. I court you. Mario Kranjic, we want your supporters' votes. Justin Barbara, we want your supporters' votes. Every Republican candidate that ran, John Bramnick, Senator, we want your supporters' votes. If we are going to stop a potential Democrat, Cheryl, who is going to raise property taxes, raise electrical taxes, not work with ICE, not stop the arresting of criminal aliens in New Jersey, we got to all come together as a team. And I continue to keep my word and make a commitment. I am all in to support every Republican from the top of the ticket. Jack Chattarelli is receiving my official endorsement to our state assembly. And let's make sure that we even elect even down to school board candidates and our mayoral city council. But I am all in for New Jersey, and I'm going to bring the same enthusiasm that we did from Pennsylvania last year into the Garden State.
Absolutely, Scott. And just think about that. You on the beaches of New Jersey with this new fitness campaign, it's a winner, definitely.
Oh, we're going to have, guys, it's going to be a blast. I'm going to Sussex County tomorrow. We're working with Chairman Joe, and we're doing a fundraiser for the party. And then I'll be with you guys in Wildwood at Mulligan's on Friday. And the entire summer, July and August, we're going to be at every fair, every festival. We're going to be at the shore. I think we're going to have a wonderful time while also fighting for freedom in the Garden State. And so, again, whoever you voted for, I court you. I ask for your vote very kindly and humbly for Jack Chattarelli to be the next governor of New Jersey on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025.
All right. Now, people that want to help this effort, and it's on so many fronts, and the money goes directly toward action that you get from nobody else, Scott, or volunteer, or just know more about it. What do they do?
Please, earlyvoteaction.com, earlyvoteaction.com. And by the way, to our listeners, when I promoted that email on your show a couple weeks ago, I received so many gosh darn emails. I'm having a hard time catching up with everybody, but I did get your emails, guys, and I will be following up with you. You just you were so enthusiastic in your responses.
Well, they will be at Mulligan's, too. We encourage people to come out, be inspired. Scott with us second time around. There is nothing like Scott Presler. I saw you over in Avalon, that event that you did just extemporaneously for 25 minutes to an hour, inspiring people that this is doable in Jersey. So, Scott, thank you. Thanks for honoring us again, coming to Mulligan's and Wildwood.
Thank you. See you soon, Don, Dan, Henry, the whole game. I will see you at Mulligan's on Friday. Let's go.
All righty. Thank you, Scott, very much. Scott Presler here on Talk Radio 1210. Again, if you want to support him there in person, come out, say hello. He'll imbibe something. Come on, Scott. You got to be doing that a little bit here. We'll make sure of that. My bartending.
Both you and him are staying dry. What the heck am I going to do?
Oh no, I'm not staying dry at all. There, I have Johnny.
You have your vodka again. You have your orange.
Yeah, you know,
drink.
I love that
it's
vodka.
So good.
I could do that again. Yeah, it was dressed up and didn't even know it was vodka. Now, despite the fact
that's the point of vodka is you don't know it's vodka.
Yeah, and I said kind things about Putin. That's the only thing I remember from that show. All right. Right now, though, it is time, Dan or Henry, it seems like Dan, Henry, for...
Dom's Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
Yes.
Henry.
Oh, are we going now?
All right. Yeah.
We played the music.
Well, he's the one who always says what we're playing for today. I was waiting for my cue.
Henry.
Okay, you can tell us, then I'll give what the prize is.
All right. Anywho. So, yeah, Dom, today we're talking country music. You know, what do you associate with country music? So, obviously, I'm going to play a country music artist here. But, per usual, I'm going to play a cover song. A cover song of the song What's Up, What's Going On by Four Non Blondes. Now, this artist covering the Four Non Blondes here tried out for American Idol and The Voice 7 times a piece and didn't get a callback one time.
Wow.
You know, the craziest part about it now is that this person has won 9 Country Music Association Awards, 9 CMA Awards, and a Grammy, and couldn't even get onto American Idol or The Voice. So I'm going to play this cover song right now. I want you to tell me who this artist is.
I can't believe how much she sounds like somebody else, Henry. Like,
yeah.
So taking people behind the scenes real quick, Dom, when Henry and I, we often come up with these things together, and he threw this one at me, I said, no way, because it's clearly Dolly Parton.
And it is not.
No.
Yeah, I hear it more contemporary. Once you say it at the end particularly, yes.
Yeah.
A little more
yeah.
contemporary than Dolly, but yeah, here she is covering this song. Who is this country music artist?
All right, hit us with that, and you'll win a pair of Fandango movie codes to see this summer's high-octane, action-packed, ultimate underdog story, F1, the movie starring Brad Pitt as Formula One racing hero Sonny Hayes. Only in theaters and IMAX on June 27th from Warner Brothers Pictures. And there's a big stir in the morning shows about this, so got to be a big vehicle for Brad Pitt. Hit us with that at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You push pound 1210. Also coming up, Lizzo. Yes, what a world. We have Sound of Lizzo musically going after the sheriff from Brevard County that we had on yesterday. Remember the guy said, we'll kill you graveyard dead? Lizzo takes exception to the sheriff. That's all next here on the Dom Giordano Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh my God, do I pray?
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
The Trump Organization has announced a new mobile plan, $499 smartphone, $47.45 a month.
This is American way. What's wrong with this?
I would have called it MAGA Mobile.
If they really want to sell a lot of these, hire Sean Farish to do the pitch ad as Trump.
Can we get sales on this? I'm glad to do some live reads. Do we know what phone this is, though? What carrier?
I'll probably end up buying.
I want Mike Lindell on TV later today pitching the Trump Mobile. Yes.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Ooh, ma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Ugh, I gotta get business cards printed for my entire staff, but where do I even?
That was easy.
Oh, okay, Staples. But can I have bigger stuff printed too, like huge signs and banners?
That was easy.
Nice. And what if I had to ship a package?
That was easy.
Have my passport photo taken?
That was easy.
Coffee and snacks?
That was easy.
What about the latest laptops?
That was
easy. Earbuds and headphones?
That was easy.
Office chairs?
That was easy.
I think I also need to get some Staples.
Seriously?
I had to ask.
For everything your business needs to get the job done.
Staples. That was easy.
Hey, it's Rich Zeoli here with my friend Matt from Emmons Roofing and Siding. When it comes to protecting your home, you need a roofer that you can trust to do the job right.
That's why at Emmons, we're not just another contractor. We're your neighbors who've built our reputation on honesty, craftsmanship, and superior customer service.
Well, take it from me. Whether it's a roof repair or a full replacement, siding, windows, or doors, Emmons delivers long-lasting protection and peace of mind.
The most expensive project is the one you do twice, so call us today at 856-556-3229 or visit callemmons.com.
The success you've had in life matters. The late nights, the extra shifts, the moments you've stood up and said, I've got this. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we value your achievements because we're a school for real life. With UMGC, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and relevant life and work experience. Or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer scholarships, affordable tuition, and online and hybrid classes, all with the support you need from your first day to graduation day and beyond. As an accredited state university, we've been transforming lives for over 75 years. Choose from more than 135 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, and get ready to succeed again. Get an affordable online skills-based education to move your career forward. UMGC offers no-cost digital materials in place of textbooks in most courses, low-cost tuition, and over 21 million in scholarship opportunities each aid year. Find out if you qualify at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Hi, this is Larry Steinhaus, and I want to let you know that I buy houses. I buy houses from people that may be a tired landlord, maybe somebody who's having trouble selling their house, or maybe someone who needs to sell their house quickly. Well, all you need to do is call 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. And I promise to answer the phone and help you with your situation. That's right. Your house may be cluttered. It may be a house that a relative left you, or it may just be a house you just want to get rid of. 855-939-1137.
Free speech lives here on Odyssey's number one talk station. Talk Radio 1210. 1210. WPHT.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Yes, every day around 2:13 or so, if you're a new listener, Dan and Henry come up with Dom's Money Melody. It's a great feast of cover songs and stuff like that. Let's hear today's clue. Who's covering this song?
Well, I wake up
All right, let's try Terry in Cherry Hill. Hey, Terry, good afternoon. Who's covering the song?
Is it Lainey Wilson?
Hey! All right. How did you know that, Terry?
I'm a fan of Lainey Wilson, but Dom, I have to tell you something. I have a T-shirt that says it's gravy, not sauce.
Excellent. Come on. Nice work.
It was my mother's. I still have it.
Oh. Is there any chance you can get to Mulligan's on Friday? I'll buy you a drink.
Unfortunately, I work on Friday, but if I ever do an event in New Jersey again, I will try to go.
That's in July, probably the last week in July and the last week in August. We're working on those dates.
If I can get off from work, I will try.
I will write a note. I will say this woman has great taste, and so did her mom. why do you have that shirt, too? Why did your mother say that? What was the reason?
Someone gave it to my mother. I mean, we call it gravy my whole entire life. My grandparents were from Italy, so we call it gravy.
All right. There seems to be a dispute, Terry.
How do I go against Terry's mother?
I don't know.
All right.
My mother's passed away. I'm sorry, but yes. gravy on our side. My father spoke Italian. It's gravy.
Gotcha. I'll put you on hold, Terry. Enjoy the film. Nicely played. Yeah, it's going to be very, very close. Rose even cutting promos for it, sort of. Dan, you still don't think I can play that yet, right? We got to do something on Friday with it.
Yeah, it's so hard to hear, I hate to say. I think it's worth waiting for.
All right.
To hear. I mean, you can try it. You can hold
it
up.
I'll try it. If you can't hear it now, Friday, we'll have the technology.
I'm not
going to
say no, but.
I got it really close here.
Your sauce. Mark your ballot. Put your ballot in the ballot box. Thank you.
It worked.
And I don't know if the other one works. Okay. We're having it. Dan, she has a whole thing of these little buzzers that she brought down here. Okay, this one doesn't.
So you're telling me they're like the little staples? Like,
that
yes.
Was easy.
Yes.
That was easy button?
Yes.
But it's Rose's voice.
That's what she has with Rose's voice.
Okay.
She's got a whole catalog.
Well, it's not going to matter. I thought it was something we could transfer onto a computer, like one of those Tascam recorders. If it's one of those things, it's probably the best we're going to get. But that sounds awesome. Do it one more time and hold it up again. Hold up the bottom to the microphone.
The back, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the back. Okay. Let's see here.
Oh. Gravy or sauce. Mark your ballot. Put your ballot in the ballot box. Thank you.
sounds like Watch the Tram Car, please.
Yeah, it has that sort of tone to it, but she's taking the judge of election seriously. She said, people won't try to stuff the ballot box. I said, no, this has to be fair. The Italian Herald and others are going to write the results front page story.
Amazing.
It's only a few $100, Dan. If this goes the right way, I could see a flyover over the Jersey Shore it's gravy, not sauce.
Oh, boy.
I think I could get that in the budget somehow or another of all my enterprises. Yes. And put the Dom Giordano show next to it.
At this point, we should be making up T-shirts, getting them on the little, kiosks throughout the boardwalk.
You know, that's certainly,
it's gravy,
yeah.
Not sauce, and with your
Dan, you may
Dom
remember,
Giordano.
Your name was up there when Roe faked an ankle injury. Henry, we would have squeezed him on somehow. We would have gotten the H or something on there when we did it. And it wasn't that expensive.
I wouldn't know.
I want that kid that flew the plane.
You weren't under the impression I helped pay for that, were you?
Not at all. No. I want that kid that landed the plane on the bridge when there was trouble. That's how we got in touch with that. The 18-year-old flying and he lands on a bridge. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations to Terry then. Here is Lizzo. Then we have a special guest coming up. Here's Lizzo reacting to the sheriff that we had on yesterday from Brevard County, Florida, who said, if you spit on us, you're going to be arrested. First, you're going to hospital. If you point a gun, and he said a couple of other things, we're going to shoot you graveyard dead. It was Frank Rizzo Jr. hearing this guy yesterday. Here's Lizzo's response.
I just watched a video of law enforcement threatening to kill anyone who exercises their First Amendment right to protest. And I've never seen something more unconstitutional in my life. It's actually appalling. I want to remind y'all that the first casualties of the American Revolution were protesters throwing snowballs at the British soldiers who were patrolling the colonies. And the first person they killed was a black and indigenous man, Crispus Attucks. I'll never forget his name. It is the literal reason why we have our First Amendment right to assemble. And now here we are in a constitutional crisis. We don't serve a king. We don't serve a dictator. We fought and lived and died for the right to vote for people who will protect and serve us, the people, we the people. And when that gets threatened, and when that gets challenged, we just have to get louder.
All right, Henry. So, Dan, that's Lizzo and the sheriff. You heard it was like a syllogism. If you do this, and he said multiple times in the interview, if you're peacefully protesting and you're doing that, we support that. Of course, that's America. That's what we're about. This is the distortion that's out there. I thought that guy was brilliant. He was intense. He was to the point, do not be spitting on us. Do not be attacking officers, and certainly don't point any kind of weapons. That's exactly what he said. All right, coming up, I told you this startling news, and as I said, I'll have Scott Bessent on in the near future, the Secretary of the Treasury. But the chief economist at the Treasury is with us because this is groundbreaking despite everything else that's going on. We've reached now a 60-year high for real wages for blue-collar workers. One of the main reasons, Bessent said, and I think our guests will, is the self-deportation and the crackdown on illegal aliens working here. Employers are going to have to pay what is the market value. He's next, and we'll get a winner today, too, to go into the hat. You know, it's so important to make sure that our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and, of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Connecticut system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all-natural water. Not only the best-tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail, just fantastic. They'll come out to your home and test your water, recommend solutions that make sense for you. Contact Martin Water Conditioning today. Dwayne, our guy, they will take great care of you. They love showing you the before and after test. Get that free test. Click on martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom sent you. Call 800-887-7555.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Five. All right, big issues, big guests, Dom in Wildwood, but that doesn't mean I wasn't contacted by my friend in Scott Bessent's office, and we have a chance to speak with one of their chief articulators of policy that you see on places like CNBC and Fox. Joe Livornia is one of their chief economists, counselor to the secretary, with big news that we talked about earlier today, 60-year, 59-year period, a blue-collar wages. This is exciting to see the real growth just in a few months of the Trump administration. Joe, welcome to the Dom Giordano program. Good to have you.
Good to have you. Thank you very much.
Well, Joe, blue-collar wages, this is a critical component, as always, lifting up all boats. But particularly the Trump win in 2024 was fueled by a diverse group of blue-collar wage earners. What can you tell us?
Yeah, the blue-collar boom, if you will, looks at average hourly earnings. And these are for non-supervisory production workers. They're people that, you know, are just in blue-collar jobs. They're not part of the professional and managerial class. They're not getting stock options. And, you know, many cases are living paycheck to paycheck, and they're the people who, in relative terms, did extraordinarily well under the first Trump administration. Now in the second Trump administration, the numbers in the first 5 months of the year are actually ahead of the first Trump administration. And what's amazing is the growth rate of almost 2% is more than twice as fast as the next closest president. You have to go all the way back to Richard Nixon in the 5 months ending 1969. The Trump numbers are more than twice that. So, yes, the blue-collar workers, the backbone of the U.S. labor market, are just so far doing extraordinarily well.
What's the theory economically, Joe? I've seen some people on Twitter, of course, manufacturing, energy back, those help. And also there's a sense, at least among some of the former Trump people that were advisors, about illegal immigration, employers having to pay more now to fill those slots.
Yeah, so the first factor is just the fact that the inflation rate has fallen quite dramatically. We may be able to talk about it, but it's amazing. There's not even a tariff effect. But the inflation rate has come down dramatically. That was a signature issue that got President Trump elected. And that really has helped expand real wages. And to your point about immigration, Secretary Bessent recently made the comment that, look, over time, and actually very soon for that matter, you're going to start to see U.S. firms have to pay more for American workers, because a lot of illegal immigration were effectively, those people were getting paid below market wage rates. So over time, you're going to see the nominal wage component rise quickly. At the same time, inflation comes down. And assuming we pass this one big beautiful bill, which we're very encouraged about, that is going to lead to even faster real wage gains. So essentially, it's going to be a top-down, bottom-up expansion in blue-collar living wages or living standards.
Yes, these are the things, when we take a look at this issue of illegal immigration and the other things you mentioned, Joe, that actually reverberate right there where we want to target and lift those people versus this nonsense, we're just interested in billionaires. Joe, the big, beautiful bill, what does the secretary, your office, have to say about this? What are you zoning in on? Hopefully, I still like that July 4th deadline. You know, if the Senate dithers, things dither forever. I like to see it get done. There are some areas of contention with what the House passed. What are you zoning in on?
Well, look, in these reconciliation processes, they always going to be back and forth. I've been impressed with how quickly and how basically all these deadlines have been met, and I'm optimistic too, as you are, that the bill could get done by July 4th. What I love it that what I've seen in the Senate piece, I love both pieces when they're going to get reconciled, of course, but is the likely and hopefully permanence of the business tax cuts. That's really important, because if we can get businesses, they know the tax structure and they're not uncertain about the future, that's going to allow them to build and invest in factories, plants, and equipment. You'll get more capital per worker. That will make workers more productive. And if workers are more productive, then they're going to get paid more. So it's the supply side pro-growth policies in the one big beautiful bill that to me are the most encouraging. They were part of the first Trump administration and its success in getting real median income to rise basically at more than twice the cumulative rate that had risen in the 16 years prior to 2017. And we're going to be pretty upbeat if we get this bill, which actually has some additional positives in it, the factory equipment, et cetera, being expensing back at the beginning of the year. That will be just very, very positive for growth. So fingers crossed, hopefully we get it by July 4th.
Well, and Joe, I'm not going to get you into the details of the bill, but as I look at it, what you just said doesn't seem to be a matter of contention. That's the upside. The contention that I see is around things like SALT that listeners know about, and things like Medicaid, who wants to cut this or not. That's where the contention is, not at the core principle that you just talked about. And again, right. back to blue-collar workers, you know, to me, you have to be idiotic not to support the no tax on tips, the no tax on overtime. What can you tell us about that?
Well, this is the thing. If you, you know, again, marginal tax rates are very important, because that people make the decision to either, you know, work an hour more or work an hour less. It's the work versus leisure aspect. The advantage of the no tax on tips and overtime is the people who really need bigger take-home paychecks will benefit from that, and they'll work and they'll get validated more for the work that they're doing. And it will help increase labor force participation rates, which went up very sharply under President Trump. They unfortunately did not do well under the last administration. And with these pro supply side, in other words, you want to encourage labor supply to come in full force, American labor supply, I might add, that will lift wages and will lift output and do it in a non-inflationary way.
Absolutely. Joe, pleasure to have you on Maiden Voyage. Continued success to you and the Treasury Secretary. Thank you for joining us, Joe.
Thanks again. My pleasure.
You are welcome. Again, we hope to bring you the Treasury Secretary in the very near future. Come on, he's in Canada, I told them when they contacted me. Do they have phones there? Come on. G7, take a break. We only need 7 or 8 minutes. Side question today, something associated with country music, which is inundating Wildwood here. Jerry in Wilmington. Hey, Jerry, what do you have today?
Hey, Don, besides the sauce versus gravy, can you do pineapple and or no pineapple on pizza?
Oh, do a referendum on that? I think we would throw the person out of Mulligan's who says to put a pineapple on the pizza if they stand up.
Yeah, they got to disagree on the topic there, Jer.
Yes. we want something close. I think Mulligan's votes to say niche, not niche, but we'll see.
Oh, no. Is chili a soup?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. There you go, chili is soup. That one might be pretty close, yeah.
I was just curious what your view on it was, you know. I thought I heard it, but I wasn't sure.
No, anti-pineapple. It's a disgraceful. I am a simple when it comes to pizza, nothing on it.
I know, it's against nature.
Exactly.
Yeah, on my side question, you know you're not at a Bruce Springsteen or Neil Young concert when during the concert you're hearing songs about God and country and American flags and all that. And then you would never see that in Bruce Springsteen song or Neil Young song.
So yeah, it's a traditional America. It's God and country. Exactly, Jerry. That's the nub. That is a really good example of what it's all about with country music. All right, 855-839-1210. It is the lightning round officially now. This coming off, I'm in Wildwood. The town is bracing. Tomorrow night is when it starts. I even see parking, people getting ready for that. I'm not sure if they up the rates anywhere, whether they're able to do that. But boy, when this festival comes to town, you know, Hank Johnson. Dan, have you ever seen a photo, or Henry, you're on the thing. Have you ever seen a photo from the sea of what Wildwood, the island, looks like? It shocks you because it is an island.
Yeah, I'm afraid to be tip over.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, and Hank Johnson thought that about Guam with only 8,000 military come in. Would it tip over? Here, we're going to be hit with maybe 100,000 people over those days that are not down here already or more coming to Wildwood.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Yeah, and the admiral has, I'll get back to you, sir, on that. Imagine the straight man. Yes, sir. We'll get back to you on the effect of the capsizing of Wildwood. No, it's
shocking.
Aren't
you scared, Dom? You're going to end up on the ocean.
Yeah, that's right. You know. I mean, these big Wildwood... well, Dom Gier... Wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute, Dan. I have to reconsider this.
Does Dom Gier not swim in the ocean?
Not. I go in the ocean. I wouldn't call it swimming, though.
Like how deep?
Struggling?
Yeah, struggling.
Like,
I go up
deep
to...
Or like, do you like float?
Yeah, I can float. Chest level. Yeah, yeah. But...
Sort of a floating competition.
I may have to agree with Hank Johnson. Think about it. We got the big festival on Friday night. Jelly Roll, I think, is the feature on Friday night. I'm not
Lainey
sure.
Lainey Wilson, too.
Yes. But it's Dom Giordano Day. My God, those two crowds coming together on one island.
There's probably a lot of crossover there, actually.
Well, there might be some crossover, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, country fans. Yeah,
the country fair. Yeah. Scott Presler, I don't think, is... No, he's Demi Lovato. So we'll have to
and
be ready.
And a Sunday's Jelly Roll. Friday's Lainey. Friday's Lainey Wilson.
That's good time
Lainey
with the Wilson. Money melody.
Okay.
Yeah, our money melody today. Look at that.
Ah,
yeah.
Wow. Nicely played. All right, let's talk about another big island and another big trip. I don't know, Hank Johnson, if he's been to Sicily and Calabria, but that's where we're headed. Dom and Ro and a lot of Talk Radio 1210 listeners. And that last part is the beauty. Not only do we have our guide, Lorenzo, I've had him all trips that we take, conservative tours. He is from Calabria, by the way. Remember him telling us that. But conservative tours with our listeners knows exactly what people want. We'll go to the bustling markets of Palermo, framed by the Mediterranean Sea, admire the awesome beauty of the architecture that recalls the invasion of the Arabs and Normans. It's Sicily. And it's a challenge to fully slot Sicily into Italy's culture and nationhood. That's the beauty of the place. The Byzantine mosaics of Monreal attest to this distinction. Local wineries where dining events will amaze. The local color, the places that you may not know about as a tourist, they know. That's where we go. Marsala, Cefalù, remnants of Greek civilization, the Valley of the Temples, $55.44, that's all, including airfare. All you have to do to get on this great trip is call them now at 888-733-9493 or go to conservativetours.com. The Godfather Tour, yes, all three locations, Mount Etna and my favorite, Terramina. Come with us to the best unknown destinations in all of Italy, Calabria. Rose from Calabria, the family. So is Lorenzo, our guide. I'll see you on the cliffs of Terramina. We'll have an Aperol spritz in the afternoon sun. Call now, 888-733-9493.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, it is lightning round with Dom. Something country. Let's go to David in Lexington on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David, are you hooking up lunch with people on YouTube?
I think I am.
That's pretty awesome.
That is tremendous. How did you start listening in Lexington?
I have family in Pennsylvania, so I listen every summer when we come up to visit, which we'll be doing in 2 days.
Oh, well.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, stop over to Mulligan's. We'd love to meet you.
Are you coming out to that?
I just might try to. I have to see what schedule looks like, so you never know.
I'm telling you, this, you will not believe what it's like inside the summer White House, David. Be ready. It's the best of listeners. You would fit right in.
And you've got a great accent, David. Please call more.
Yeah, definitely.
And I appreciate that. And by the way, I do have to apologize for Lindsey Graham being from South Carolina, so I'll just do that.
Get him out of there. Get him out.
Yeah. But my nomination is the Dukes of Hazzard, which growing up, I actually had a friend whose uncle, I think it was, actually worked on the different General Lees, which was disillusioning to find out there was more than one. But her uncle actually worked on them when they would get, you know, banged up and everything.
That's a lot of Daisy Dukes, Dan, and the Dukes of Hazzard too.
Did you ever think about like buying one of them off of him, or was he like, or no? Like, did he have them for sale ever?
Not that I know of. I was in middle school back then.
Okay.
Okay. Well, David, it's a pleasure to have you. Thanks for connecting with us.
Thank you.
And if you're in the area, stop into Mulligan's in Wildwood. Love to have you. Love to meet you.
Will do. Thanks.
Thank you, David. Okay. Thanks very much. Alan in Hamilton, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Alan.
The Grand Ole Opry. If you played there, your country music.
Yeah, Minnie Pearl, the hat with the tag on it. What a what a shtick. Yeah, Grand Ole Opry. Earl of Tacony. Earl, are we seeing you on Friday? We have your spot ready.
Yes, I'll be there right by the door so the waitresses can keep smacking me in the face every time they walk by.
Okay.
I may even get a brass plaque on the back of that seat. Who knows?
Yes.
Anger in his
yes.
Voice.
Yes.
But I have to disagree with the last caller. The place that you have to go to know that you made it as a country music artist would be Bob's Country Bunker with the chicken wire around the stage from the Blues Brothers. Because what kind of music you have here? Well, we got both kinds. We got country and Western.
That's pretty. That's very good. Very good. Joe of Exton, he's into a strange genre. You know, opera might be something different here. All right, Joe, what do you have that's country?
Yes, hello, Don, and good afternoon. When I would listen to country music, my favorite singer was George Jones. When Jones would sing, his voice was imbued with such a sublime quality that it would melt my heart.
Well, thank you, Joe. I love how he stretched out the syllables in such a sublime. Oh, my God. Even with country music. Picture Joe at a country. There's a big country place, Dan, Saddles or Boots or something, right on Pacific here all year round.
Really?
Yeah, in Wildwood. Yeah. Hey, Drew, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom. Thank you so much. Yo, Dom. When I think of country music, I think of the hardcore country guys of the 60s, you know, like Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, you know, like they Merle Haggard. They sing about being in prison because they were. Like, one of Johnny Cash's most famous
songs, I Walked the Line,
Boy Named Sue, was recorded at San Quentin or Folsom County. Even Merle Haggard sings, I turned 21 in prison doing life without parole. So it's not only broken hearts and trucks they sing about, it's being in prison. Thanks, Don.
That's a great one. It's like rapper's cred before that. Country had cred. That's a great insight. All right, Dan, hit me with a few that you like.
That was a great one from Drew. I like that one. Joe and Earl also showing why they're both some of the all-time greats there in the Lightning Round.
Oh, God, yeah.
I really like the answer from Dave of the Dukes of Hazzard. Knowing someone, I mean, first of all, being imbued with country like he is down there in the South, but also knowing someone that worked on the Dukes of Hazzard's car should give him a leg up, I feel.
That was a great call. You're right. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, I like David answer, but I also like Drew and Upper Darby's The Prison because, I feel like there is less of a soul in country music now today. Is when you're just singing about, you know, beer, buds, you know, your truck, whole thing. It gets stale after a while. Go to prison.
Grand Ole Opry and Branson, Missouri for locations as well.
Yes, we're good. I like David in Lexington, though. I like the whole thing there. So let's put him into the hat. We'll have the winner on Friday from Mulligan's. Don't forget, Hildreth Avenue, right there in Wildwood. It's a doubleheader. I'm there. What's Rich? 5 miles as the crow flies, maybe even less at the Grand Hotel. I don't know how this stuff works out. It's magic. It's one day. It's a festival in Cape May County. So I do hope that you'll be there. Dan will be there. People can congratulate him. Maisie, Dan. Working, I guess.
Doing well. Working her bum off still. But, yeah, she's healthy and definitely showing now.
All right. All right. We'll have all that going on. Rich is next. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. Friday to be continued. Mike Opelka in the next couple of days for me here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.